language which was used last year for Yugoslavia is not directly relevant.
But the same type, can you get the same type? That's what the majority leader wants.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
We have the following.
Let me get a girl on. You on, Yolanda? Get on the phone. Go ahead.
We would propose that at the end of the language in the House bill, the following phrase be added. This is alternative one. I have another one to give. Unless the president shall determine that such guarantee or participation in the extension of credit is in the national interest and so reports to the Congress along with a statement of the basis for the determination. That's alternative one. And that would just be added to the language that's in the House bill that starts, none of the funds provided herein shall be used by the Export-Import Bank, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
The Humphrey alternative, which we would prefer, but which may be not possible to get, would change the start of the paragraph so that instead of saying, none of the funds provided herein shall be used, it would say, funds provided herein may be used by the Export-Import Bank. It would read on exactly the same way, and at the end of the paragraph, the phrase would go, when the president shall determine that such guarantee or participation, and so on, just as I read a minute ago. So that would be a positive statement. Congress would say, funds provided herein may be used when the president determines that it's in the national interest. The negative way of putting it, which would be a lot simpler to get, I suspect, to say none of the funds provided herein shall be used unless the president shall determine that such...
Well, there are no funds provided then, are there?
Well, this is a very complicated legal argument, Mr. President. I've listened to it for an hour or so today. Apparently, the issue turns on whether the phrase funds provided herein covers the limitations which are provided right above, limitations on the Export-Import Bank's use of its borrowing authority and earnings and so on. Now, the parliamentarian of the House, Mr. Deschler, and the staff of the House Appropriations Committee swear and be damned that those limitations are, in fact, the provision of funds. The Export-Import Bank couldn't spend its money unless those limitations were in this bill, and therefore, this is a provision of funds. Our lawyers, Justice, State, Aid, Ex-Im Bank, all say, no, the Export-Import Bank's funds are available. They were provided by another act, and this is simply a limitation on how much you can spend. Now, as far as I can see, the GAO would be the controlling judgment on this, and we haven't heard from them yet. So, I'm not quite sure where we come out legally. We might end up with a provision written in here, which our lawyers would say is null and void, has no effect, because there aren't any funds provided in this act. Then the GAO might say, we differ, and then...
Can't you get them back? Can't you get the Comptroller General to tell you what he'd do?
Normally, he will not tell you ahead of time. Without a lot of study. And this is such a tricky case that I'm sure he wouldn't give us any, he'd say, give me a week and I'll give you an answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a lot of...
Now, let me see if I can write down as much of it as I can. They get another room, but they're going to screw it up. You would, what you'd prefer is funds? Read that to me.
Funds provided herein.
Funds provided herein
may be used by the Export-Import Bank.
By the Export-Import Bank.
Now, Mr. President, that says to either guarantee the payment of any obligation.
Wait a minute, either.
To either guarantee.
Wait a minute, to either. Either guarantee, all right.
The payment of.
The payment of.
Any obligation.
Any obligation.
Hereafter incurred by any communist country.
Here. In. After.
Hereafter.
Incurred?
Incurred.
Incurred.
By any communist country.
By any communist country.
And then there's a parenthetical phrase that says, as defined in section so-and-so.
As defined.
In section 620F.
Section 620F, all right.
Of the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961.
Of the Foreign Assistance Act
of 1961.
1961, all right.
Close parenthesis.
Or
any agency.
Where did you start parenthesis?
Just before as defined.
All right. I know what?
Or any agency.
Or any agency?
Or any agency or national thereof. In other words, incurred by any communist country.
Agency or?
National thereof. Comma. Or in any other way.
Is that about all of it?
A couple more lines. Let me read it to you.
Or in any other way.
To participate.
Or in any?
Other way.
Other way. All right.
To participate in the extension of credit.
To participate. Wait a minute. You're going to that. To participate. I'm trying to read. Participate.
In the extension.
In the